Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com.
The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 19, verses 26 and 27. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. 6 weeks after Jesus was born, a man named Simeon said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." 3 decades later, Mary felt the sharp edge of that sword pierce her heart as she witnessed the agony of her son on the cross. Despite his great physical anguish on the cross and the weight of all the world's sin on his soul, Jesus did not forget his mother. He fulfilled his responsibility to see that she was cared for. Jesus instructed the disciple whom he loved, the Apostle John, to look after her and provide for her needs as long as she lived. Right up to the end of his life, Jesus continued to keep God's law perfectly. In his dying breath, he fulfilled the fourth commandment by honoring his mother. That's the kind of Savior we need, one who obeyed God's will perfectly and lived completely without sin. Only a perfect Savior could assume our faults and failings, our wrongs and weaknesses, our depravity and immorality. Only the guiltless one could take the place of the guilty and make his unblemished sacrifice count for them. That is the kind of perfect Savior we need, and that's the kind we have in Jesus. Dear Jesus, you are my perfect Savior. In love, you took my sin and suffered the death I deserved. Lead me to honor you and live to your glory. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.